I'm Griffin. This is the eBay for Business podcast, your source for the information and inspiration to help you start, manage, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace. And this is episode 196. As you probably figured out already, there's no co-host for us this week. It's just me and you. And the topic this week is one I would rather we didn't have to address, but hey, ignoring it won't make it go away, and that's the current economic situation. With some of the highest inflation rates we've seen in several decades, along with the possibility even of a recession. Now, I've been here a long time, and I remember years ago, then eBay CEO Meg Whitman explaining how eBay is by nature a recession-proof business, and I think it is. But that doesn't mean that sellers who depend on eBay shouldn't at the very least be prepared for what might be the first recession since the big one, 2009-2011. Remember that one? Boy, that was something. And to that end, this week, we're going to talk to two sellers, Kathy Terrell. She's going to return to talk about what might be good product sourcing opportunities during a recession based on what real data shows buyers still seek out and they shop for even during an economic downturn. And I'll find out what one of our regular correspondents, Lynn Drawley of the Queen of Auctions, has planned for her dual business, consignment in a shop and selling on eBay. What she's planning to do to better meet the possible challenges of an uncertain business climate in the months ahead. Brian's not here this week. He's on vacation, golfing in Ireland. Let's all feel very sad for Brian. And next week, we'll be joined by Rebecca. She'll be joined as our co-host. So we'll have our regular format. This week, as I said, it's just us. So there's no news this week, coincidentally, except for high inflation and high gas prices. And there's no You Got Questions, which, following Brian's lead, has decided to take a short little summer, pre-summer hiatus, but I guarantee we'll return next week. So rather than me just yammering on, let's get started. First, we're going to reconnect with our eBay selling guru in Manhattan from ilovetobeselling.com. You're like me and you're paying attention to the financial news. Well, it isn't good. Let's just be right up front about it. Not only having really high inflation right now, and prices for everything are increasing, but now there's talk about a recession. And if you're an eBay seller, you're probably wondering, what's this mean for me? Should I be worried? I'm not the expert on any of this stuff, and I think it would be better that we had somebody who does know a little bit about it. So please welcome our returning guest, Kathy Terrell.
Hi, Griff. I'm glad you brought this up. Because certainly as sellers, we've been through an awful lot the past 4 or 5 years, right? There's just been one thing after another. And with the past few years, we really had no control. You know, there were just so many factors going on. It was really about people staying safe and staying healthy. Well, now we're facing potentially recession, and we are certainly facing rather high inflation, and it impacts our shoppers when things like the gas prices go up. I'm sure shipping's going to go up one of these days. And cost of goods, even when, especially if you're buying at retail, if you're buying any kind of retail establishment, not so much thrifts, but more for the retail arbitrage people when you're buying and flipping from stores. And I actually found this really good article. Maybe you can link to it. It was June 10th, and it was NPR. And what they talked about was data that they have about how American consumer behavior is like right now during inflationary times. And so I dug right into this because I've actually been searching these for a couple months now to sort of get an idea of what's selling and what isn't selling so I can help sellers and sort of steer them in that direction. Because Griff, you and I both know this. Something sells on eBay every second of every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
And that is true worldwide. How can I as a seller source those things? Because people are still shopping.
We're going into the typical summer slump though as well.
Yeah, right? Exactly. We're going to summer slump. And we have inflation, potentially recession. So what are people buying as we're heading into summer? And interesting, one thing that's really selling well right now, and the NPR article called this out, is pet products. Because you might economize on yourself, but you sure as heck will not cut back on your pet, right? My pet, I've got to get them that new bowl or cooling mats. They have cooling mats.
Oh, yes, I've bought them.
Right? See? You can source them at thrift stores. You can source them in discount stores. You can source them at major retailers because they go on clearance. Because that style that pattern of the collar, the cooling mat, the whatever it is, doesn't sell where you are, but it will sell on eBay. I sold some mats. This was a couple years ago. I found them at a thrift store. It's the mats that you put underneath the pet bowls.
They keep your floors from getting marred up.
And getting all the schmutz all over it. And it was a brand name, and it was brand new with tags. Somebody must have bought them and changed their mind, or they bought them and they moved. I don't know. And I grabbed them, and it was like about half a dozen, and they sold. They were all gone within about 3 months.
The only thing I'll spend more money on than myself is for my two dogs. So
see? And people go, okay, Kathy, well, how do I find out? One is, if you don't own pets yourself, you can still sell pet products very profitably. Go into the pet sections in the various stores, or go online to the big pet retailers and go through the different products so that you're familiar. Like cooling mat. Absolutely, with the heat that a lot of the United States is facing right now, that would be a great thing to be able to source. But go and look through all the different categories so that when you're out and about shopping and you see something, man, you just flip out your phone and search it and see if it sells on eBay.
So I wanted to see if there was on eBay something that I was thinking of buying for my dogs.
What was that?
Booties that you put on your dog's feet.
Oh, so New York City, they're huge.
That way they don't burn their little paws on the hot asphalt.
In the winter, it's because of the salt. And in the summer, yes, exactly, for the asphalt. So that's a great one, is the booties for the dog. And they come different sizes, too, because of the size of the animal. So that's a great one. One category that is actually surprise is still doing very, very well. And actually, they say will accelerate. And again, this was the NPR article. People are traveling. And I do this when I'm in the airports. Where was I? I was flying Florida to visit friends. And I always look around when I'm in the airports to look at, what do people have with them? The neck rolls. People in their 20s and 30s like to travel in hoodies because they like to pull the hood down over their eyes when they're sleeping on the plane. Attachments to hold the water bottles right onto your luggage. And the other thing, fanny packs. Fanny packs are hot.
Have they come back?
Yes. And I actually searched. I was like, I'm doing my research because I'm going to be on with Griff. I searched, you know, are they still relevant? Because I know they were hot a couple of years ago. Sure enough, they are relevant. And in fact, doing my trusty research on eBay, 11,000 sold fanny packs.
I've always said you can dress up a fanny pack. It's still bad fashion. I know they're practical.
I'll tell you where else I see them, Griff, is here in New York. When people are skating, when people are biking, they will have a fanny pack on. You can get them at thrift stores. You can get them in retail stores. Check the clearance area. You can do online arbitrage. You buy on eBay and flip it. People throw lots of them in because they pick it up at a yard sale or whatever. They just want to sell them, or perhaps they're cleaning out their closet. And they'll put together like 6 or 8 fanny packs. You look at it and you recognize a couple of designer. You're like, oh, I know what that is. Buy it and flip it. And they're lightweight, Griff. Easy to pack, easy to ship.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I've never owned one. I figured my fanny was packed enough as it is. So. But who knows?
I bet there's eBay logo fanny packs.
Oh, you know, I don't know if that's true. I wonder if there ever was.
Oh, you know what? There are. They were from one of the eBay opens, because I have one. I have a neon eBay fanny pack. Now everybody's going to be jumping on eBay. It was from eBay Open. I'm pretty sure there's neon pink. I'm pretty sure I have the pink one because I used to take it to the gym. eBay Open pink, and there's neon green. And by the way, neon is very in. So look at eBay being on trend with that.
Oh, so I just looked for a fanny pack, Kathy.
What'd you find?
Lululemon, a Coach fanny pack.
See?
Stranger Things fanny pack.
Yep.
Supreme being that label that everyone wants. Harley Davidson fanny pack. So there are brands.
See?
I'm tempted to buy one. Marc Jacobs. I want them. It's a beautiful red. Now you've got me shopping for fanny packs. Woman, what are you doing to me?
Watch out. Griff's going to get a fanny pack. I've got 2 more tips for you. Everybody's looking to stretch their dollars, particularly when they're grocery shopping. And people say, well, Kathy, eBay, again, is great for collectibles. It's great for vintage. It's great for clothing. It's great for refurbished. It's great for sports collectibles. But it's not really grocery. Aha, but certain grocery does very well on eBay. And one that you can all source, it's a matter of finding the right stuff, so you're going to need to do a little research. But a huge category on eBay is tea. T
tea.
Tea is huge. And I'm a coffee drinker.
Yeah.
I love my coffee. But I do drink tea. I drink green tea in the afternoon and typically peppermint tea, which is how I got going searching this. And I actually had some tea that I had bought, and it just wasn't me, and it was brand new and sealed. So I had one box that I had opened and tried some, and I went, not really me. And I had another box that was still sealed. I sold it on eBay, and I got my money back.
Wow.
So this is another one, eBay advanced search, and I did my, checked my solds. 30,000 sold tea items. Now, that included teapots, tea infusers, tea accessories. Again, go on the big sites. There's plenty of big sites that sell tea. Go on eBay, check the solds, look at Terapeak. But there's a lot of accessories for tea. But the tea itself, certain brands, you may be able to get, let's say we're going to use Griff, Griff's tea. So you may be able to get Griff's tea in San Jose, but you're in New York City. New York City's great, but we're having shortages on some things in New York at various stores. I can't get Griff's tea. My local supermarket doesn't have it, and my local online supermarket doesn't have it. It's like, but guess what? eBay has it, because Griff is in San Jose. He has discovered that Griff's tea does really well on eBay. So when he goes to buy his tea, he buys some extra boxes and he lists them on eBay, and they sell. And it was a major brand that I had the extra box. It sold like within 2 weeks. And the other thing with the boxes of tea, it's easy to take pictures. It's like, really, it's definitely something you can list with the app. Just whip your phone out, right? Take the pictures, upload. I love tea. It's so easy to list.
I did one grocery item 2 years ago during the start of the pandemic when grape nuts suddenly disappeared from the shelves.
Isn't that fun? Yes.
And I went to Costco and bought several boxes and I sold them on eBay.
See? I had some, it was emergency. You know, the stuff that you put in the water?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and yeah. I had a box and it was a flavor that it just wasn't my favorite flavor. Again, the expiration date was still fine. Super easy to take pictures of. Boom, boom, boom. And that was sold again in 2 weeks.
We have fanny packs. We have our dog booties. We got tea. What else?
This is a fun one that I discovered. It is called the lipstick effect.
Hmm.
And this is from Priya Raghubir. I hope I'm pronouncing their name correctly. Who's the professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business. Says the lipstick effect is when consumers spend on small luxuries. Like perfume, of course, Griff, I thought of you.
Of course.
Or high-end beauty purchases, even in a downturn. This is one that I have sourced successfully and sell and do keep an eye out, because here in New York City, we are a mobile population. And because of that, people will donate things to thrift stores and consignment stores because they're moving and they need to downsize. They don't want to take it with them. Health and beauty is one of the categories that gets donated, even things that are brand new. And with makeup, it does need to be brand new.
Yeah, you can't sell used makeup on eBay.
And it's because of hygiene. So if you're in an area that's mobile, where people just move a lot, they will donate brand new. I bought that lipstick. I bought that eyeshadow. I bought the blush. I bought the perfume. And I never used it because, you know what? It just wasn't me. I changed my mind. I just don't feel like red. I want to wear coral now. Nail polish. I got one at a thrift store. It was a discontinued color.
Ooh, that's always good.
The expiration was still good. It had it because it was a box. It was missing like two. So I got like 10 and it was a great price. Sold that. That also, boom, out the door like within a month. All those little treats because, okay, I might not buy the dress, but I'll buy the lipstick. I'll buy the eyeliner. I'll buy the mascara because, again, it's the lipstick effect. It's indulging in that little luxury. Maybe a beautiful scented soap. That's what I'm going to enjoy. So keep an eye out for those things because they can be sourced.
Good point. Yeah.
Look for lots, whatever categories that you find, because you're going to find categories that are strong sellers, despite what's going on with the economy, is go and look on eBay because people are moving. They are downsizing. The other thing is money's a little tight for them too. So they're going to gather their unused makeup. They're going to gather those really cute pet products that are still new with tags, and they're going to put them in a lot because it's easier to sell it that way. They're going to put a great price on it because they're pricing it to sell,
mm-hmm.
and they want to raise a few bucks to help their family. You spot it. You know what it is, right? Somebody puts together 15, 20 boxes of some wonderful tea that you know you can sell them individually for $10, $15, and they're doing a lot of them for like $30, and you know you can double your money. You buy it off of eBay and flip on eBay. I'm sure eBay loves it. They're making money on sale number one, and they're making money on sale number two, three, and four. So absolutely, don't forget about sourcing on eBay.
Yeah. And, you know, I'd have another, before we end, just another word of advice and a tip. I've lived through, while working at eBay, at least three recessions, and in my lifetime, more than that, obviously. And my experience has always been that it's that initial freeze-up when somebody goes, uh-oh, I'm unsure about what the future is going to hold for my finances. I'm just going to stop for a minute. And then it loosens up. My prediction is we'll see the typical summer slump, and some people may see sort of a choking up of sales. But I know that by the fall, regardless of what the news is, people get tired of, oh, we're in a recession. And they just go back to spending what they can.
Yeah. And you go into back to school, we go into fourth quarter. But the great thing with the summer, because these trends are going on like travel, is that people are shopping for that. And again, I know a lot of sellers do have unlisted inventory. Go through and look at it and go, is any of this something that somebody could use if they're traveling? Because people will spend on their pets. You know, is there anything in here that is a pet item? Or when you're out thrifting consignment store retail, pet may be something you've never really looked at. Keep an eye out because you can find some really great buys depending on where you are in the country. And also educate yourself so that you know the variety of things that are out there, like cooling mats that I think are probably doing really well in this heat. And like Griff said, the booties for the dogs because of the heat.
I've been searching just now for fanny packs for dogs, and I found one. So you could kill two birds with one stone.
Of course you did. I know, too, there's those little funny sunglasses that people do because they put them on their dogs and they take pictures and put them on social media.
Well, it helps protect their eyes.
Yes.
I mean, it might be cute, but it also keeps them from getting cataracts. Kathy, before we go, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about where you'd like people to go to learn more.
Oh, you're so sweet, Brith. Thank you so much. So what I was going to say is that while you're sourcing and listing, and it may also be for listings that you have up, it's a matter of having them really optimized for eBay search so that your items are discovered by shoppers, so that when shoppers search, they're able to find the items. And sometimes it's just like a little tweak here or there will do it. And I've got a free tip sheet for you. It's on my website, ilovetobeselling.com, and it's Dominate eBay Search Tips. Go to my website, you'll look for free tips, and then you'll see Dominate eBay Search, and just grab it. It's completely free. You just download it.
We'll put a link to it in the episode transcript as well.
Thank you.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again before the year is out and find out how things are going in the fall.
Thank you. I'd love to check back with you.
Kathy Terrells is a well-known, lots of experience with retail, but also well-known in the community as being an instructor and guru about selling on eBay. We'll put the link to her website, ilovetobeselling.com, in the episode transcript for episode 196. 2 years ago, we were faced with unprecedented, unexperienced before, pandemic. And just as we're climbing out of that, now it's time to think about the recession that may be on its way, and for some sellers may actually already be here. And joining me now to talk about the current economic impact of inflation and a looming recession is our good friend that we trek in usually with really good news, Lynn Drawley of the Queen of Auctions. Lynn, how are you?
Hi, Griff. It's so nice to be back. I'm really good. Except that business sucks, but I'm really good.
You seem to have such an optimistic attitude about it.
I do. I mean, what am I going to do? There's only so much I can do, and I'm going to do what I can do, and I'm just going to ride it out like I think most Americans are.
For those of you who haven't listened to Lynn before, when she comes on our podcast, she has a kind of hybrid business where she runs a big consignment shop in Ventura, but she also sells a lot of stuff on eBay.
Yeah, we do. And so just to give you an idea, you know, we opened the clothing store. We opened a clothing consignment store in the back on March 1st. And so March, April, and May, we trended good. We were equal with last year, if not a bit above. But I'll tell you, June, we're down $8,000. And that's with both my stores. So for us to be down $8,000 and it's the 16th of June, it's a really scary thing because we've added this whole new store too, that's bringing in quite good volume. But I would say the recession is here. It's definitely hit us. And the gas prices aren't helping. And people are just afraid to spend money. And then my eBay business had been so good all year until just the last 2 months. I'm down about 35%, which it's a big hit for me to take that on both of them. So I'm looking at things that I can do to, you know, cut expenses. So what I would tell people too is, Griff, you got to look at your variable expenses.
What do you mean by variable expenses?
Well, okay, so my fixed costs, my rent's not going to change. And my electricity and stuff stays pretty much the same. But my variable costs are my payroll and my employees. And that's what you've got to look at. And me opening that new store, I have 10 people now on my payroll.
Jeez.
I know. And that's what's killing me is that payroll cost is killing me. So I got to scale way back. And I don't know if that means closing the store so that we are open less hours, or if that means running with a skeleton crew, one in front, one in back. Right now we have 3 people usually on at all times. So there's one in the front store, one in the back store, and one that can go back and forth. We may just have to go to the 2 people.
And you're just talking about the physical store. That doesn't include your eBay business.
No. And then if you look at my eBay business, I have Cindy who does my shipping. I have Mo, my trusty assistant that I've had forever, who lists for me. And then this is going to be really controversial, but I want to talk about it today. Back in November, I hired a virtual assistant. And Griff, for the last 2 years, I've been trying to hire someone to do data input. I even offered $20 an hour to my kids and they wouldn't do it. I advertised everywhere. All I was doing was data input for my store. So anyway, I found this virtual assistant. She's amazing. Her name's Dulce. She works for me 40 hours a week. She does all of my data input. When I need a buying analysis for what to buy for the store, she does the spreadsheets. She's changed all my eBay updating the listings. She works on that. She does it for my mother too. She is just such a joy. And this is something for people to think about. Think outside the box. How can you lower your costs? And I do want to make it very clear that I tried to give this job to somebody here. You know, I really did. Hiring her though, it's a living wage for her. She does a really good job. I just taught her 2 weeks ago how to list on eBay for me. So is that so cool?
That is pretty cool. And we should make it clear that virtual assistants, unlike a physical employee that comes in to work in your location, actually does it all online.
Yeah, all remote. And like, I'll let her take over my computer at night. She works for me at night and I try to have tasks for her. But what's been so great with the eBay is I take my iSell sheets, I write up like a set of flatware, I take all the pictures, I put them in a Dropbox for her, and I just shoot her a picture of the front sheet for each, like for the teaspoons. Like we'll have 5 of them and I'll write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll tell her the price points for each one. And I love it, Griff. I wake up and I have like 35 new auctions. And it's really a game changer. And I've been thinking and thinking, how can I get her to list on eBay? So I'm starting with the flatware. I'll probably move into coffee mugs. But I mean, those are pretty much no brainers. You know what I mean? I'll list the expensive antique stuff. But you know, the way I look at it, we have 17,000 things on eBay right now. And I love the fee structure on eBay because I don't have to end any of those. It doesn't cost me any extra money to have those and just let them sit there. So I've got stuff that's been listed for 6 and 7 years and it sells. It will eventually sell.
And, yeah, everything and then, does sell eventually, doesn't
it? It does. It really does. I just love that I can let all that sit there. And my goal is just to get so much listed with her help and Mo's help. And you got to keep in mind that the business we're in used is pretty recession proof. You know what I mean? When something like this hits, people aren't going to go into a new furniture store, a new clothing store and spend big bucks. They are going to start looking for alternatives and they're going to look for the recycled, the upscaled, what we do in my brick and mortar. Plus, they're going to be shopping on eBay for some deals.
This is why you sound optimistic. You may be taking a hit now, but you're pretty sure you're prepared with your plan to meet whatever comes.
We're totally prepared. And I love the new feature on eBay, the send offers. I use that every morning. And what I used to do was if it was over 16 months old, I would do 44% off. And if it was, you know, more recent, I'd do 22% off. But I'm bumping those up. I mean, I'm trying to stimulate my economy. So,
exactly.
I'll offer 50% off or 35% off. And it really does work. I'm sure you use it all the time, too. It's a fantastic tool.
Well, I got to confess, I don't. What I use...
What?
No. I do something different. I do something... It's my own little surreptitious strategy. I call it the secretive filings basement strategy. And I think my buyers are figuring it out that every day I go in and if something has watchers and is not selling, I just lower the price every morning. A little bit. And it's working pretty well. When I get an email from somebody who's trying to make an offer on something, I say, well, that is enticing. But I've got 6 people watching it and I'm just going to keep lowering the price every day. And that usually gets that person to go, oh, I better buy it. Because I've had people come to me afterwards and say, oh, I should have bought that. My answer is, yeah, I guess you should have.
You know, that's a really interesting idea. I've never thought about doing something like that.
It's kind of a reverse auction psychology.
Yeah, because that does. That really motivates people. I mean, it's the whole competition thing, you know? I'm going to buy that before somebody else does.
That's, believe me, the only reason I know it works is because I'm a victim.
You are a shopper, aren't
you? It works like a charm.
Oh, dear.
Well, one of the reasons I love talking to you is because the word I think of all the time for you, Lynn, is indefatigable. Nothing seems to get you down, even when things are looking tough. And I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Griff. I am pretty optimistic.
Yes. And I think optimism is the way to go when you run a business. Any interesting stories or transactions that have happened to you since we last talked?
Oh, man. We've sold some really interesting things. Oh, I was out in the desert and I picked up a Flo Blue huge platter with a cow on it and it was cracked. But I'm like, you know what? It's such a beautiful piece. And I paid $10 for it, put it up at auction and it sold for $165.
Yes.
I know. See? And it was something that was damaged, but just the beauty and the age was there. And it was really rare because you never see Flo Blue with the farm scene like that. You know, it was really cool. So, you know, I've been going out to the desert and buying a lot of stuff out there. I got some White House Easter eggs out there.
What do you mean?
They were wooden Easter eggs that they would give out at the White House Easter roll. I think it's called the Easter egg roll or something like that. I got a box of them at this estate sale. I probably paid $20, but I've been getting $100 and $150 each on them. I know, right?
Are they marked with the White House emblem?
Yeah, I still have some in my store if you want to check them out. Just type in White House egg. But like some of them have Ronald Reagan, some of them have Bush, some of them have, I mean, they go back, you know, the early 80s. So that was a super fun score. I love stuff like that.
Anything else?
I was going to tell you about some plates I just sold too.
What did you sell?
Well, when I opened my store, oh my God, can you believe it? 4 years ago, my neighbor in Rancho Mirage had all this folk art, amazing stuff. And she sent it all with me to the store. But she had these Wedgwood dinner plates with the hunt scene on them. See, everything's like farm and animals these days. But anyway, I had them on eBay for 4 years at $225 each. I finally got a best offer on them 2 weeks ago, $175 each for dinner plates. These four dinner plates, a $700 sale. Isn't that insane? It's harder and harder to find, though.
It is
hard.
Yeah.
It is. But when you find it, you got to grab it.
And that you sold as one lot.
No, I sell every plate individually. They were all different scenes. So like there was the hunt, the cry.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Did one person buy all of them or different people?
Yeah. One person bought them all. But I was so happy to get a $175 offer on those each.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So Lynn, what's on the agenda just for the immediate future with your store? I know you talked about reducing hours and maybe going to a skeleton crew. But my question is this impacting the way you buy?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, consignment is such a lovely business model because I don't have to put out any inventory. You know what I mean? I don't have to put out any money. The stuff just comes in. I carry a lot of gift lines and I'm still ordering because they're still selling. It's kind of like they don't want to spend like the big money on furniture, but they're coming in, they'll pick up a book for $15 or a candle or, you know what I mean? So they still want that experience of shopping. They're just not spending big bucks. So I am still ordering in a lot of the cheaper gift items and they're moving. Guess, you know, you just got to really keep your finger on what's going on and do analysis until you are paralysis because numbers don't lie, you know? And that's why I love this virtual assistant because I'll just say, hey, run me a spreadsheet. How much do I own in Cozy baskets? And I own $10,000 in the store right now. We only sell $2,500 a year and that's way too much inventory. I'm going to do a 50% off sale on those baskets and move the inventory to something that is going to turn faster and sell better.
I was going to ask you about consignment traffic. You expect that people will bring more stuff in as the economy slows?
Really good point. Yes. And people get super attached to their stuff. And as a store owner, you don't want someone who's super attached to their item. You know what I mean? They're not ready to let it go. And so then they're like, oh, you got a price to get $1,000. And the reality is it's worth $500. And so you get some really crazy consigners and we got to be very careful and mindful of those people. And as the economy tightens up, yes, I got to be careful. You really just want people who are done with their stuff.
That's me.
No, I wish you lived closer.
Well, I should hire a truck and just bring down a bunch of stuff that I just don't want to face. But it sounds like you're overstocked already.
We're pretty full. But, you know, if someone texts me a picture and it's something amazing like a Pottery Barn, table or, you know, restoration hardware or something, I'll make room for it for sure. But, you know, most of the stuff you get is like pictures of old oak 1970s furniture.
No one wants that.
Nobody wants. And grandfather clocks.
Oh, yeah, right. Brown antiques.
Yeah, brown antiques. Anything brown wood. That's all I get all day long. Texts of brown furniture. And, oh, and twin beds. Everyone's like, I got these twin beds. Nobody wants a twin bed. These are things that do not sell.
Hey, I've got these twin beds. Do you also have a can of kerosene and a match? Because that's the best way to get rid of them.
Totally. It's so sad. But yeah, nobody wants all that brown stuff.
Well, Lynn, thank you so much for talking to us today. And we'll definitely check in towards the end of the summer and see how things are going.
Sounds good. Thanks, Griff.
Lynn Drawley sells on eBay under the Queen of Auctions. We'll put all of the links both to Lynn's eBay store and also the website where you can follow her. Thanks, Lynn.
Thanks, Griff.
As I noted at the top of the episode this week, You've Got Questions is on a week-long vacation, but will return next week. So if you have a question you'd like answered on an upcoming episode, why not call it in on 888-723-4630. That's 888-723-4630. You can leave your question on the voice line there, and it's actually very likely we'll address it on here on the podcast, as long as it's not a personal account issue, which, of course, we can't really talk about because of privacy, actually. If you don't want to call that number, or if you prefer, you can email your question to us at podcast@ebay.com. That's podcast@ebay.com. Now, remember, if your question is answered on the podcast, we select it and we use it, we'll send you a groovy, not too corporate, but okay, a little corporate eBay for Business podcast mug that, unlike Bitcoin, will hold its value. That is, hold your favorite hot or cold beverage for as long as you keep it intact, which means don't let the cat knock it on the ground. But if that happens, maybe we'll have another one we can send you. Over the summer, in upcoming episodes, we'll continue the conversation with you and industry guests to find more ways to better weather a possible recession and how not only to survive it, but how best to position and prepare our businesses on eBay to grow and thrive even in an uncertain economy. Remember, there's always opportunities to be had. And as an eBay small business, you do have the advantage that bigger businesses don't have. You're small, you're nimble and adaptive, and you can turn on a dime and be prepared to meet any business challenge that comes your way, including a recession. And we hope that we here at the podcast have helped and can continue to help play a part in that preparation. Now, as we do every week, here's your three-point podcast checklist. Number one, check the announcement board for up-to-date seller news every day. Number two, this summer could be the time to explore new types of inventory to add to your existing product lines. Maybe it's pet supplies, and maybe it's cosmetics, or maybe not. Maybe it's something we haven't even talked about yet. No matter, what's important is the exploration and discovery and how it can help your business. And number three, if you need to review anything in this episode, it's really easy, as we do every week. Check the transcript for this and all episodes. And there's almost 200 of them up there now. And you can find follow-up in the transcript tab on what you've heard. And you'll find the links that we referenced during the episode itself. We'd like to again thank our guests this week, our good friends Kathy Terrell of ILoveToBeSelling.com and the Queen of Auctions, Lynn Drawley. The eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.